Time now for your letters. A couple of weeks ago, we ran a story about a dance for developmentally disabled people in Knoxville, Tennessee. It was called Prom of the Stars. That story prompted J. Chris Larson of Arlington, Virginia to write. You may have intended to create a sweet story about the developmentally disabled, he says, but ended up with a piece that was internally inconsistent and layered with an inadvertent prejudice the reporter probably sought to avoid. Matt Schaefer Powell characterized his 47-year-old central character, Paula Ann McBride, as having mental functions equivalent of a 10-year-old, who sees the world through the innocent eyes of a girl. These unqualified statements belie Miss McBride's actual capabilities. Miss McBride works at a fast food restaurant, and she lives in the Riverwood Christian community. A 10-year-old does not hold a job or live independently. Mr. Larson continues, the reporter said of the participants at the dance, for one night, the people here get to find out what normal is all about. What was Mr. Powell thinking? Does not Miss McBride experience normalcy on any other occasion? Has he seen her at work or interacting with the people who care about her? 7 weeks ago, before my daughter Evelyn was born, I doubt that I would have sent this letter. Looking at Evelyn now, sleeping peacefully as I write, I am sensitized to these issues. She has Down syndrome. Doctors tell us that Evelyn will have developmental disabilities ahead. For her, I hope for a world less like the one described by Mr. Powell. A couple of corrections this week. First, my essay last Saturday about the hawk-pale male and the destruction of the nest that he and his companion Lola shared atop a posh New York co-op. I said that workmen put in spikes to prevent the hawks from returning. Suzanne Childs of Portland, Oregon, points out that the spikes were actually removed to prevent the hawks from returning. The spikes were crucial to supporting their nest. And finally, a remembrance of Marty Edwards as the voice of the Naval Observatory Master Clock brought this note from Rich Schmidt at the Time Service Department of the Observatory. Your story on Saturday misidentifies the late Marty Edwards as the voice of time itself. In fact, the voice we use is that of the late announcer Fred Covington, who passed away in 1993.
U.S. Naval Observatory Master Clock. At the tone, Eastern Standard Time, 19 hours, 54 minutes, exactly.
Ouch. Alas, when announcer George Fenneman died in 1997, NPR said that he was the voice of the master clock. Our apologies to all concerned. Twice in 8 years, NPR has done obituaries for the man who was the voice of time, but never the right man. He was Fred Covington. Ah, but we get all the stuff on the Middle East right. We welcome your comments and corrections at wesat@npr.org. Just don't try to convince us that you are the voice of time.